a team of National Guard soldiers arrives at an abandoned facility in southwest Afghanistan.
My name is Staff Sergeant Wesley Green, attached to the 252nd Engineer Company out of Johnstown, Pennsylvania.
Green leads this small team of engineers with a very unique mission.
Right now we are demilling hardened structures to minimize the military footprint here in Afghanistan.
Members of the 252nd work with CMRE, or CENTCOM's Material Recovery Element. The team has been tasked with demilitarizing numerous buildings at Tactical Base Dwyer. The demil process is much more detailed than simply deconstructing the building, as the 252nd Commander, First Lieutenant Michael Durbin, explains.
Here at Dwyer, we've been asked to kind of demil, as in go in, tear all the drywall down, all the insulation, and all the wiring.
And then we take down the outside structure.
Green adds.
And demilitarize that as far as put that into scrap metal.
They attack the walls with electric screwdrivers and crowbars. They remove all the wiring, outlets, and light fixtures. Their backhoe turns the rest into scrap metal. The remaining concrete foundation gets one last sweep, and since this one is adjacent to Dwyer's flight line, it is ready for use as a helicopter landing pad. The process saves the military money and ensures that nothing that can be used again is discarded. It's hard work, but this close-knit group of National Guardmen enjoy working on these projects, as well as with each other, as Private First Class William Borowski explains.
We're a big group of brothers and sisters just out here having a good time. You just gotta stay close, have fun together, be like a little family. You're your own support group.
Reporting from Tactical Base Dwyer, I'm Sergeant Christopher Tobey.